The Philharmonia Choir of Cape Town. That was the Handel's Messiah 7 years ago, and they're back again with a performance this week on the 29th and the 31st of March at Cape Town City Hall. The Philharmonia Choir of South Africa. Joining me now, Chad Hendricks, is the visiting conductor with the Cape Town Philharmonia Choir. Chad, really appreciate your time. Handel's Messiah and evergreen, particularly this time of the year, and the Philharmonia Choir back with another performance. 29 singers will join this particular year from the Happy Birthday Handel Fortverein and all the way from Saal in Germany. So a special performance at the Cape Town City Hall this weekend.
Yes, good morning, Lester. Good morning to the listeners. As you know, it's Easter time, and you know, according to the Christian calendar, Handel's Messiah is very much a part of that. And yeah, looking forward to a wonderful performance with my first performance with the Philharmonia Choir.
Oh, they're absolutely fantastic. I've mentioned visiting singers from Germany, but the South African contingent led by impressive singers, including soprano Hlengiwe Mkhwenazi.
Correct. Wonderful soprano, and of course the other colleagues, Jacobi de Villiers singing alto, Saki Martin singing the tenor role, and Tato Matrona singing bass. So a star-studded lineup.
Why do you, as a musical director, why do you think audiences respond, but other than the religious overtones of this time of the year for people who follow the Christian faith, but why has the Handel's Messiah been such a mainstay in the choral performance calendar?
Yeah, I think it's one of those standout pieces that has formed part of sort of the repertoire. And I've had conversations about this before with people who don't necessarily follow a certain religious practice. And what transcends is Handel's ability to communicate the contents, although it being biblical, but communicate sort of this storyline of sorts, and through that, you know, emote. And I think that's ultimately what the audience hears and feels, and that's what makes it so powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the power of music. You know, you can't help but be moved.
And Handel's Messiah has been performed quite regularly with the Philharmonia Choir in Cape Town, interrupted only briefly due to the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown. But what I also have noticed is that audiences are again responding to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. We're seeing more and more performances, but not just only in the city halls and auditoriums around the world. Over the last while, the Cape Town Philharmonic have been taking their music to around the cities in all different communities of the city, haven't you?
Absolutely, and I've been privileged to be a little bit involved with that. The orchestra is known, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra is known as the Orchestra for All. And so, you know, part of how they show that is the engagement with community, and also the development aspect of taking the music to the people. Very recently, we had a few what we might call community concerts, simply because we take the concerts to the communities and not the other way around. And just a standout performance, I would say, for me was, I think it was the 17th of March, where we could be in Khayelitsha and we could collaborate with three different choirs and also some of the conductors, which is, again, this collaborative effort through music.
Really, really important work that you're doing in the music development side. But Chad Hendricks, Cape Town-born conductor, performing with the Philharmonia Choir of Cape Town. He conducts, of course, the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra performance of Handel's Messiah at the Cape Town City Hall on the 29th and the 31st of March. Performance starts at 7:30. You can book your tickets via Quicket. Tickets are 200 rand.